Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. With cooler temperatures and winter snows, mountain resorts are beginning to open across California. KLW's Scott Carroll reports on how COVID-19 concerns are changing winter sports.
Last year's ski season wound down just as COVID appeared in the United States. This week, the new season is opening in a completely altered reality as COVID levels rise in the country and here in California. Mammoth Mountain was the state's first major resort to open last weekend. It straddles two counties in the Eastern Sierra, Mono and Madera. Currently, Mono County is in a red or substantial risk tier for COVID, and Madera is in the highest, purple, widespread risk tier. Indoor activities are limited in both counties, but outdoor activities continue, so the resort is taking steps to try to make them safer. You can only buy lift tickets online. If you are renting equipment, dress to stay warm because the lines will be outdoors. You can also expect to see mask requirements on the mountain. And we're talking real masks that function to block the possible spread of COVID, not the single-layer fabric neck gaiters. Masks are required in lines, on lifts, and in buildings and gondolas. Also, guests can ask to travel in gondolas with only members of their group. But if you don't ask, you may ride up the mountain with people you don't know. Restrictions will vary from resort to resort. Several others in the Tahoe area are scheduled to open this weekend. In Berkeley, I'm Scott Carroll, KALW News.
A UCLA researcher is sounding the alarm to not wait on addressing impending floods from warming temperatures. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero explains.
Waiting to systematically address flooding issues like California's done with wildfire could mean breaching of levees and Central Valley-wide flooding as the climate crisis worsens. That's according to UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain. In his latest study, he predicts extreme rainfall will make 100-year storms likely to occur once every 33 years and about 20% more severe.
It could happen later this winter. It might not happen for 30 or 40 years.
That's why he says California needs to plan ahead, because if leaders don't, he says the pace and scale of flooding could become similar to that of wildfires.
With respect to the mega flood that would be equivalent to the mega fires that we've been seeing, we haven't experienced it recently, and there still is the opportunity to prepare for it.
He says flooding will likely occur in places where 50 million Americans live. One of those regions extends from Chico all the way to Fresno. Rick Johnson with the Sacramento Area Flood Control Agency says the region is not prepared for a mega flood and won't be for years.
We're still working on getting our base level protection up, but then we need to also address potential for that 100-year being a much larger event in the future.
But he says there's work being done to make Sacramento resilient to flooding, $3 billion worth. Johnson realizes this work can only go so fast and is aware that warming temperatures have left the region vulnerable. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Forecasters have been advising of potential minor coastal flooding along some low-lying areas of the California coast due to astronomical high tides. Advisories were issued yesterday for coastal areas north and south of San Francisco and Monterey Bays and on the Big Sur coast. Forecasters say those advisories might extend through today. Astronomical high tides occur due to the alignment of the pole between the sun, moon, and earth. They're sometimes called king tides. Highest tide today at San Francisco's Aquatic Park should be at 12:24 this afternoon at a height of 6.86 feet. So be careful out there.